Welcome to St James, a Scottish Episcopal Church in Leith. This podcast is an edited recording from our 2024 Easter Sunday morning service. For news and information, and to find out how to join us, please visit stjamesleith.org.uk.
Taken him.
Why are you looking for the living among the dead? The good news, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never be put out.
Hallelujah.
This is the good news. Once we were no people, we are God's people.
Hallelujah.
Okay, it looks like we need to sort out some more seating, which is a wonderful problem to have. So please be seated if you can be, and we'll just try and get us everyone seated. So while we're getting ready, I'm going to read you a quote from a theologian called Dominic Crossan, about Easter, and he says, "You won't find Jesus in the land of the dead. He is still with us. The powers killed him, but they couldn't stop him. They crucified him and buried him in a rich man's tomb. But the imperial execution and the tomb couldn't hold him. He's still loose in the world. He's still out there, still here, still recruiting people to share his passion for a transformed world here and now. It's not over." And with all that's going on in the world, with all that's going on in Gaza and other places, Easter tells us that that is not the last word. So let's celebrate today with Laldi, as they say, give everything we've got in terms of our singing and our praise to God. So we start by lighting the Paschal candle. And if we pray together, "Eternal God, shine with the brightness of your one true light. Set us aflame with the fire of your love, and let it spread until the world is alive to your glory. Amen. Come, liberating Christ, rise to meet us. Hear our wounded cries and banish the darkness of our fears. Release us from the tomb of powerlessness into the light of your liberation." So let us pray. God of glory, by the raising of your Son, you have broken the chains of death and hell. Fill your church with faith and hope, for a new day is dawned, and the way to life stands open in our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. So please stand for our first hymn, "Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Hearts to heaven and voices raise. Sing to God a hymn of gladness. Sing to God a hymn of praise." Sing it out.
Oh,
Please remain standing for our gospel.
Listen now for the gospel. Alleluia.
The Gospel is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, beginning at verse 1.
Glory to Christ, our Saviour.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciples set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the gospel, good news for all.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Good morning and happy Easter. Now, I want to invite you to take a journey with me to recall the wonderful Easter story and to take a few moments to think about how we can carry that story out with us when we leave today. But before we do so, in the wonderful words of that eminent and well thought of and wise theologian, Sister Maria in the Sound of Music. Let's start at the beginning, because the beginning's a very good place to start. Okay, so I was hoping that the children would help me with this, but some of them have made a very swift exit out of the door. It's not going to be that bad, I promise you. If any of the children would like to come up and help me, that would be really great. So there we are, we're starting at the beginning, because it's a very good place to start. Okay. So if we go back to the beginning of the Bible, we hear the story about how the world began. The world was beautiful when it was created. There was the sun and the moon and all the stars that twinkle in the sky. There was land. And there were rivers and seas. There were mountains and hills, forests filled with all kinds of trees. There were plants, and there were people like you and like me. And God and the people were friends. And it was good. It was very good. In fact, it was more than good. It was perfect. And God was pleased with what he had made. But then God gave the beautiful world to the people to look after. And we all know what happens and what is happening to our beautiful world. So I wonder what you do if you have a project that goes a bit wrong. Well, you might go, okay, I'm going to turn over and I'm going to start again. Or you might do this. You might scrunch it up. Or, and this is where I need your help, guys, you might do this. You might tear it up into pieces. Okay. So, and you might put those pieces into these baskets here. They need to be quite small. Not too small. Okay. So we had a ripping time there. Bit dramatic, isn't it? But that's what God could have chosen to do. But God didn't do that because he loves his world. You see, God loved the people that he had made. He had made them in his own image, and he longed to have a loving relationship with them. God loved his broken world, tattered and torn in pieces though it may be. And he loves it today. And even though we may despair, God did not and does not. God loves his broken world. He really, really loves it. He loved it so much that he sent someone very special to help fix it. And this is the story. And I'm going to tell the story using some pictures from this children's book called The Easter Fix. This is the story how God sent someone to fix everything. That someone was called Jesus. Now, at first, it didn't seem that this plan would work. You see, some people didn't like the way Jesus fixed things. They closed their eyes. They closed their hearts. They said no to God. They put Jesus on a cross to die. They put his body in a grave and they shut the door tight. Was it the end? 1, 2, 3 days later. What? When Jesus' friends came back, the big stone door was open. Jesus is not there. He's alive. He's all better, blinding bright angels told them. Don't you remember? Jesus told you he had to die and come back alive again. Jesus didn't come just to fix a few things. He gave his life to fix the thing that makes everything broken. Our broken friendship with God. Our broken world. Jesus came to show us how much God loves us. Jesus came to show us a new way of living. Jesus showed us that we should love our neighbours as ourselves, look after the poor and sick and lonely, work for justice and peace. And if we do that, we can help to fix our broken world. Jesus came to give us hope for our broken world. Jesus came to fix our world, to offer us a reset, a new beginning, and that's what we celebrate today. Paul, in his letters to the Colossians, said it this way. He, Jesus, was supreme in the beginning, and leading the resurrection parade, he is supreme in the end. From beginning to end, he's there towering far above everything, everyone. So spacious is he, so expansive, that everything of God finds its proper place in him without crowding. Not only that, but all the broken and dislocated pieces of the universe, people and things, animals and atoms, get properly fixed and fit together in vibrant harmonies, all because of his death, his blood that poured down from the cross. I think that's a wonderful picture, isn't it, to hold on to today. Jesus came so that all the broken pieces of the universe, people and things, animals and atoms, get properly fixed together and fit together in vibrant harmonies, all because he died on the cross for us. For our prayers this morning, I want to ask you to help me to model this. Okay, I want you to help us change this big black cross into a sign of love and hope for our broken world. Now, do you remember all the pieces of our broken world that we've just torn up? Well, we're going to use them. What I want you to do is you should all have had a pen when you came in, okay? And in a moment, we're going to have a time of silence where I'm going to ask you to think about something in our broken world that you would like to help fix, okay? That you want Jesus to help you to fix so that we can bring all the pieces back together. And while you say your prayers, I want you to colour in a piece of our broken world. And then I'm going to invite you. We're then going to invite you to come and stick it on to our cross so that we can transform it from a cruel, black, dark, forbidding cross into a multicoloured cross with full of vibrant harmonies that we can show and take out into the world today. So we're going to have We're going to have a moment of silence, and the children are going to help deliver you a piece of our broken world and ask you to colour it in and bring it forward when you're ready. So let us pray. As we rejoice in this Easter day, we thank you for creating the wonderful world in which we live. And even though we have not taken care of it like we should, we did not treat each other as we should. You did not turn your back on us. Instead, you sent your Son to die for us and give us new life in all its fullness, filled with love, hope, and joy. Help us to take this out into our wonderful world and spread the good news of your wonderful creation. And now, with love overflowing in our hearts, we bring these prayers and all they represent before you now, and we ask you to accept them for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Christus, hallelujah. Star. Loving God, we thank you for feeding us with your body and your blood. And we pray that as we have been fed, that we may be food for others. And we pray this day that you would put deep in our hearts a powerful hope for the future, that whatever our world is going through, whatever we may be going through at this moment, that this, whatever it is we're going through, is not the end of the story, but that you, at the end, will redeem and make right and make beautiful all the ugliness and pain and destruction in our world and in our lives. Amen.